The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm delighted to say that we are joined from across the pond by Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. It has, Simon, been quite a remarkable year for the Donald. He's become the president. He's won some friends, he's kept others, and he's alienated many. What's your analysis of his 2017?
Well, you'll be happy to know, Matt, that on Twitter, just within the last hour or so, Donald Trump has assured everyone that he's only just getting started. So if you thought 2017 was a roller coaster year here in the United States, he is suggesting that 2018 and beyond will be even more of that kind of thing. And this has been an absolutely astonishing year to be in the United States watching. I mean, if you cast your mind back just 365 days to New Year's Eve 2016, we were all asking ourselves questions like, is he going to grow into the presidency? Will he really still tweet when he's president of the United States? Is he going to find a way of behaving in a more presidential fashion? And I think that at the end of the year, whatever you think of Donald Trump's politics, whatever you think of the achievements that he has notched up, but equally of the promises that he has broken, the one thing that's absolutely clear is that Donald Trump as president of the United States is exactly the same Donald Trump that was a candidate for the office. He hasn't changed at all. And some will argue that that is a tremendous weakness. He believes that it's a strength because it allows him to say to his core supporters, and remember that he's ending the year with approval ratings at a record low, but he's still maintaining the backing of many of his core supporters. He thinks that it allows him to say to them, look, I haven't been changed by the office. What you get is what you wanted, and I am all about trying to make good on the campaign pledges that I made in 2016, unlike many previous presidents who have come to power, have embraced the trappings of the office and the behavior of the office, but have not made good on many of the policy pledges that they articulated during the election campaign.
Words that spring to mind for me, and I've covered much of this with you over the months on my early morning weekend show, Simon. Yeah. North Korea, fire and fury. Charlottesville, controversially talking about blame on many sides. He did condemn the far right in the end. Tax reform. I've spent many, many minutes, maybe hours on LBC condemning Donald Trump. But one achievement that many of his supporters will feel he is managing is this driving through of big, big picture tax reform. Does he get a lot of credit for that?
Well, I think that the answer to that question will be known, Matt, in November of 2018, because remember that we're about to enter election year here in the United States. One third of the U.S. Senate and the entire House of Representatives will be up for grabs. And in many ways, that election in November 2018, which is absolutely critical to Donald Trump's long-term future in the White House, if the Democrats capture control of both the Senate and the House of Representatives, legislatively, he's dead in the water.
Grind to a standstill, yes, couldn't it?
And they will move very quickly to try and impeach him as well. I think there's no doubt about that.
Do you really think that you'd go as far as that? Do you think it would be worth their time and energy?
I think if the Democrats take control of both houses of Congress, impeachment will move front and center to the front burner of America's political stove. But that election in 2018 is indeed going to end up being a referendum on Donald Trump's rule generally, but much more specifically, I think, on the tax bill, because the Republicans insist this is trickle-down economics. It's going to cut taxes for lots of Americans and create jobs and opportunity for those Americans who don't directly feel the benefits of the tax cut. The president's detractors, of course, argue that this tax bill was a gift to the wealthiest Americans, to the largest corporations, to, the Goldman Sachs Brigade, and that actually, as a former Republican president, George H.W. Bush, once said, trickle-down economics is voodoo economics. So we will have to see how that plays out over the course of the next 11 and 12 months. It's going to be a major issue in the 2018 midterm elections.
Yeah, those midterms are absolutely huge, no doubt about it. Just in a sentence or two, Simon, if you were a betting man, I'm certainly not. Do you think we are looking at a two-term president? Because I think my hunch is that we are.
I stopped being a betting man after election night in 2016. Look, I mean, I think there's so many hurdles to overcome between now and then. This time next year, the central question we'll be asking will be, is Donald Trump going to run for re-election? And if he does run for re-election, will there be a Republican who challenges him for the party's presidential nomination? It's far from clear that even if Donald Trump wants a second term in the White House, that he'll have a clear run at the Republican presidential nomination, because there is so much dissent within the Republican Party about some of the things that he said, some of the things that he's done, and the direction in which he's taking the Republican Party. So, I'm no longer a betting man on these issues, but I think he's got a pretty bumpy road still ahead.
Simon, great to have you with us. You're 5 hours behind us, so you've got a little longer to wait for 2018, but I wish you a very, very fine one indeed. That's Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Back